Consumers and innovators have a right to a level playing field. No central authority, public or private, should have the power to pick winners or losers on the internet. That's the role of the commercial market and the marketplace of ideas.
President Obama has been a strong advocate of net neutrality, which is supposed to deem all content equal and bar internet service providers from giving priority to some websites and services over others. Critics, however, say the new rules don't go far enough, given that they don't expand net neutrality to wireless internet service. Craig Aaron is managing director for the nonprofit Free Press.
Essentially, it divides the internet into two internets, one you can get on a wired connection and a completely separate internet you could get on a wireless connection, where companies like AT&T and Verizon would be free to pick and choose what sites and services work and which don't. I think that's a terrible outcome for consumers. It's going to decrease competition, and it's going to give a lot of power to these phone and cable companies to pick and choose what succeeds online and what doesn't, which is never the way the internet has worked before.
Net neutrality advocates say not extending it to mobile phones will allow phone and cable companies to slow down or charge hefty tolls for access to applications or content the company does not favor. Aaron said not extending net neutrality to wireless internet services will cause problems for those who use their phones as a primary means of internet access.
The future of the internet is really wireless devices. Already, so many of us are using our iPhones or our smartphones to get online, to find out what's going on in the world, and this rule really leaves those users very exposed.
Commissioner Michael Copps voted for the new rule, though he said he wished there was more protection for wireless internet users and those in the business of developing wireless applications.
The internet is the internet, no matter how you access it. And the millions of citizens going mobile nowadays for their internet and the entrepreneurs creating innovative wireless content, applications, and services should have the same freedoms and protections as those in the wired context.
Commissioner Mignon Claiborne also voted for the new rule, but she said she's concerned that excluding wireless internet will disproportionately affect minority communities.
There is evidence in our record that some communities, namely African American and Hispanic, use and rely upon mobile internet access much more than other socioeconomic groups.
But Commission Chair Jen Achowski defended the lack of protection for wireless service providers, saying they need wiggle room for security, speeding up web traffic, and developing their business models.
The rules recognize that broadband providers need meaningful flexibility to manage their networks, to deal with congestion, security, and other issues. And we also recognize the importance and value of business model experimentation, such as tiered pricing. These are practical necessities and will help promote investment in and expansion of high-speed broadband networks.
Despite the two-tiered net neutrality model that would allow corporations to control what can and can't be accessed by wireless devices, the FCC's two conservative commissioners staunchly opposed the rules. Commissioner Robert McDowell said the commission is overstepping its bounds by requiring internet providers to treat all content the same.
The only illness apparent from this order is regulatory hubris. Fortunately, cures for this malady are obtainable in court. For all the foregoing reasons, I respectfully, just in case you're guessing, dissent.
McDowell said that all levels of the internet supply chain are thriving and have been since the internet was privatized in 1994. He said the new rules would stifle the free market.
Using these new rules as a weapon, politically favored companies will be able to pressure three political appointees to regulate their rivals to gain competitive advantages. Litigation will supplant innovation. Instead of investing in tomorrow's technologies, precious capital will be diverted to pay lawyers' fees. The era of internet regulatory arbitrage has dawned.
On the floor of the Senate earlier today, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell threatened to push back once the new Congress assembles in January.
They'll wonder, as many already do, if this is a Trojan horse for further meddling by the government. Fortunately, we'll have an opportunity in the new Congress to push back against new rules and regulations.
Craig Aaron of the nonprofit Free Press said the Republicans are taking a strategic tack that aims to make even the most watered-down regulation look like a government takeover.
The Republicans have staked a pretty, I hesitate to use the word extreme, but a very strong position against any rules of any kind, you know, as if internet users need no protection. So I don't think that's a tenable position, but they've, I think, exploited it very successfully to shift the whole debate further to the right, so that the FCC chairman is trying to position himself between public interest advocates on one hand and these Republican commissioners who would say, you know, we won't do anything no matter what. And what you end up with, unfortunately, is a very mushy compromise.